September is Hunger Action Month at the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. In Chattanooga and the surrounding counties, 1 in 4 children and 1 in 6 adults are hungry. They rely on the food bank to provide at least some of the food they eat every day. The food bank was established in 1972, and while they're making a difference, the need for their services remains acute in the 20 counties they serve. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Scott Bruce and Jordan Lyle. Both have been working with the food bank for about a year. For them, it's an eye-opening experience.
I met a lady one time who was really nice dressed at one of our pantries we were visiting. I just assumed that she was there picking up for someone else.
This is Scott Bruce. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Chattanooga Area Food Bank.
She, at her job, got her finger smashed in this big metal door and lost her finger and obviously could not work because she was going through all of that. So she wasn't getting a paycheck. And it takes sometimes months for disability to actually go through. So until that happened, she needed help. And it's hard to ask for help for a lot of people. And so she probably wasn't completely comfortable coming to this pantry to get food, but she had to until she started receiving her assistance.
The main warehouse for the food bank is here in Chattanooga, but they help feed people in 20 counties surrounding the city.
We work with over 300, we call them partner agencies. They could be Boys and Girls Clubs, they can be YMCAs, they can be, you know, Metropolitan Ministries, or they can be a church. They can be places that distribute food every day of the week or once a month. If they meet our criteria and they can get food to the people that need it, that's the people we want to work with.
So these are distribution points, but you are the source for the food. You are a facilitator as much as you are a supplier.
Yeah, very much so.
How much of the food that you distribute is the result of your partnering with these people that do the food drives as against the food that you distribute from your warehouse in Chattanooga?
Well, the food that comes into our warehouse is a mix. We have a lot of food that comes in from food drives. We have a lot of food that gets donated to us from farms. We have a lot of food that gets donated to us from our retail partners, Food City, Walmart, Food Lion, Publix, and then we also purchase food. Being a member of Feeding America, Feeding America is based out of Chicago. They're kind of like the umbrella for the big food banks. We're one of 200 food banks that's a member. Being a member gives us buying power. We have better relationships with our retail partners. We can take a dollar and turn it into 4 nutritious meals. Part of our mission statement is to not just provide meals, but to provide nutritious meals. So we buy a lot of nutritious stuff.
Last year, we did 16.3 million pounds of food is what we distributed. And of us focusing on nutritious food, 4.7 million pounds of that was fresh produce, fruits and vegetables. And we do get that through retail partners like, you know, Publix and Food City and Walmart and, you know, grocery stores and local farmers and it really is a community effort.
This is Jordan Lyle. She is Special Events and Community Engagement Manager for the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. One of her primary responsibilities is organizing the essential food drives.
That's primarily the fresh produce that we give away through our retail partners. If they have to take it off their shelf, they can give it to us because we do know that the food is still good. And so that is something that we educate our clients on. Yes, we have to be cognizant of expiration dates, and Feeding America has guidelines in place for different types of items and how long we can, you know, keep it on our shelves for before we have to move it out the door. But that's primarily what we get from our retail partners is, you know, your pre-bagged salad mix is going to say sell by tomorrow, but we know that it'll last through the weekend or so, and so we can move that product out our door quickly.
And what about any other kind of food? I mean, you know, almost everything has a sell-by date on it now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole education process because even before I started at the food bank, if I saw that I had a bag of chips or something in my pantry that was old, I tossed it. And we know now, I know now, and we try our best to educate folks that that's just the peak time for it to be inside the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something that they came up with for, you know, the peak freshness of whatever they may be selling. But I think, you go by the smell test.
Yeah, I mean, especially with produce, you know, different items should have a distinct smell. You know, your mango, does it smell florally or not? Or the ripeness, is it firm, is it soft? Basically, what we tell our volunteers in sorting produce is, if you would serve it to your family, serve it to your neighbors in need. If not, let's get rid of it. Mm. But our waste is only 2%. Even that waste to us doesn't go to waste. We have a partnership with a local pig farmer, and he comes and picks that up.
And not just getting produce that is past the expiration date. I think it's interesting that we get a ton of produce that is either ugly produce or mm-hmm. too big or too small,
which is the right color.
Perfectly fine. I mean, we get this cabbage that is bigger than your head, and it's completely fine, but it's too big to sell to a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We get carrots that go off four different ways, but that's it's a perfectly fine carrot, but they can't sell it at a grocery store.
Many families who are hungry first apply through United Way. The agency helps them with a myriad of other needs they have before sending them on to one of the food bank's partners, who give them a voucher that they can use at the food bank.
And then they come to us, and they actually get to shop for their food. So they receive a pre-made box. It's 50 pounds of non-perishable items. It follows the My Plate guidelines. All the food that is in our emergency food boxes, it's donated from community members, and volunteers pack the food boxes. So everybody gets some protein, some pasta, two boxes of cereal, some peanut butter, and that's a 50-pound box. And then we add on top of that, you know, juices and waters. And if we've got some Little Debbie snacks, we'll throw that on there. And then they get grocery bags, and they get to shop that fresh produce that we were talking about earlier, so that they know their family will enjoy, that they know how to cook with. They get to pick fresh breads. And if we get something that maybe we know our clients won't know how to cook with, we have a nutritionist on staff who will prepare a recipe for them and do a cooking demonstration to teach them what to do.
That's Hamilton County, by the way. Mm-hmm. Each county is different, but we're actually one of the few food banks that still provide food directly to clients.
Many children in Chattanooga and the 20 counties served by the Chattanooga Area Food Bank don't get enough to eat. In fact, according to Jordan Lyle, one in four children in the region served by the food bank rely on the food bank's Sack Pack program. At the same time, Unum underwrites a program that supplies elementary school students in Hamilton County with free milk. That program grew out of the Sack Pack program.
Our Sack Pack program is one where on Fridays, students who are on free and reduced lunch will receive a 3-pound bag of nutritious, kid-friendly food to help last them through the weekend. So that Friday lunch is probably the last meal they're going to get, and that Monday morning breakfast is probably that first meal they're going to get through the weekend. So in that, we learned that that 3-pound Sack Pack was feeding the whole family. So maybe the infant was getting the applesauce, and maybe mom was making the macaroni and cheese as dinner for the family and supplementing that with the fresh apple they get in the box. And so that Sack Pack program then morphed into a school mobile pantry, which is a farmer's market style where families can come and get food. And in that program, those families also receive fresh milk. So Hamilton County Elementary School Mobile Pantries is sponsored by Unum, the milk of it.
So everything you were just saying, that applies to Hamilton County.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Sack Pack program, on the other hand, that's across your entire service area, right? Is that true?
It is, but there's still a need of about 100 elementary schools that have been identified as needing the Sack Pack program, but we don't have funding to fund the program. And so that's where we are out searching corporate partners or community partners to come alongside and underwrite different programs so that we can meet the need in the community.
Yeah, there's still a lot of schools. We get that all the time. And we obviously want to get to every single school in our 20 counties that need help. But, you know, it's just based on underwriting.
Tell me about the Sack Pack program. Who is covered at the moment? Hamilton County? schools?
No, there are some
Hamilton
in
County
our
schools,
outlying though. Counties.
How do you determine which schools get in, which don't?
Really, it's based off of need, funding, and do we have someone who can come alongside us and facilitate that? So is it transportation? Is it a church who can actually pack the sack packs for us? Is it somebody who can maybe help purchase some of the items that go in the sack pack? So there's a series of things that we have to line up in order for a school to receive the program.
That starts with the school applying to you for the sack pack program? Is that how that works?
I think it's not even applying; it's them expressing the need.
Right. That's
us.
What I meant.
Well, yeah. a lot of times it's an organization that comes to us and says they want to donate money to provide sack packs to a certain school if they know that school, or they may ask us, "I want to donate towards a sack pack. Which school are you not covering?" And mm-hmm. so that's how that conversation starts.
So it relies on self-identification mm-hmm. on the part of the schools. They have to tell you that they have this need.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this program in place, but obviously you have limited resources. So there reaches a point where you're maxed out on your resources, and then you have to find additional partners
mm-hmm. right.
or additional sources of income.
And also, when we do have an organization that wants to come on and underwrite it, we try to get a 3-year commitment because mm-hmm. we don't want to provide sack packs 1 year and then the next year not. So it's one of those things where we try to get a 3-year commitment out of.
And when you provide sack packs, is that to children of any age as long as they're in grade school?
Elementary school.
Just mm-hmm. elementary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We found that that's a good place for us to start. And like I said, we're not even getting to all the elementary schools. When you get to an older age, it could be embarrassing for a kid. So it's one of these things where we start off with elementary. And we work closely, you know, with it could be a guidance counselor or school nurse or a certain teacher heads up the program, and they know the kids that need the help, and they'll discreetly, you know, distribute the food.
Slide it in their
them.
Backpack yeah. or.
So, what happens to these kids when they get to middle school?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously, this program is something we want to continue to expand. We started with elementary. We're not to all of the elementary schools yet, unfortunately. And also, that's the reason we morphed into the school mobile pantries, because the entire family can come out and get food.
And so that is. That's not embarrassing, I guess.
No, because still we follow that dignity of choice model. So they come in and they pick what they know their family likes, and it really is a community effort. You know, it's not just one family there. It is, you know, their whole community is coming out, and a lot of them are friends and they know each other, and they may be neighbors or their kids play together in the park, and so there really is no shame and no embarrassment in it.
It takes away the stigma.
Yeah.
I went to one not long ago, back in the spring before school was out, and there was a line of folks all the way down the hallway going outside. I mean, it was a huge line of folks. So
that school pantry goes to the school on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they usually are about, once a month?
Once a month, yeah. We load up our trucks with, you know, food of all kinds and go to the school. Usually it's like the gym or somewhere in open area, and we set it up farmer's market style, and the families come in and they shop.
And again, how do you determine which schools you go to? Do they invite you?
The school would need to say, you know, again, that they know. Well, so like in order to qualify for free reduced lunch, for the whole school, so like in Bradley County, if you're a child in elementary school, I think every elementary school in Bradley County gets free reduced lunch. So what it is these schools have identified that like 90% of the students, their family's income would qualify them for free reduced lunch. And so that way the whole school just gets it.
Right.
Hamilton County, the entire county is not covered, but there are several schools where 100% of students just receive breakfast and lunch free of charge. And so it's often those schools that have the greatest need for our sack pack program or our mobile pantry. And so that is actually some government statistics that they run to come up with who those schools are.
And it's a program that I think a lot of organizations want to be involved with. So we often have folks that come to us and say, I want to provide sack pack programs to a school. What schools are you not working with? And so we go down the list and find out. And a lot of times we go to the schools and say, how many kids do you think would need it? And So it's a process, but I don't know that you can honestly say that there's one specific way that it happens. I think it's a lot of different
ways. Yeah, it's a mixed bag. I mean, sometimes it could be a corporate partner says, our office is in this specific community and we want to serve a school between this cross street and this cross street. And, you know, and so it really is a mixed bag of qualifications, I guess.
And in our 20 counties, one in four kids don't know how they're getting their next meal.
One more question. Is that not what the food stamp program is for?
Often food stamps don't go as far as they need to. So we do have a SNAP coordinator on staff who will help folks fill out the application and get qualified for food stamps. But food stamps run out and they don't always meet the need. You know, a senior may only get $16 in food stamps a month or something real small that could maybe get them a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread and maybe some eggs and that might be it. And so we're there to step in and, you know, help people make it to the end of the month or make it to that next step in their life.
But it is interesting you ask that because I feel like we do not everyone, because some folks, like I said, are in situations where they have a plan to get a new job.
This is a short term situation.
Right. Some, a lot of them. But then we do have folks that are part of the SNAP program and they come to us towards the end of the month because, you know, they've run out of the food, mm-hmm. and so they need help towards the end of the month.
September has been designated Hunger Action Month, and the Chattanooga Area Food Bank has any number of events scheduled to raise the funds they need to sustain the many programs they run. Details on all the events are on their website, chattanoogaareafoodbank.org. Many of the food bank's programs are volunteer-driven. You can find out about volunteering at the Chattanooga Area Food Bank again on their website, chattanoogaareafoodbank.org. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.